quite broke. You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel. I ain't lying. Everybody plays the fool.
Allô, bonsoir et bienvenue à Tout le monde joue le fou. Vous écoutez le Radio Free Brooklyn. Je m'appelle Shane, et that's about all the French that I can muster to introduce the show tonight. But thank you for listening. Last week's show was all about summer vacations, as I was out of town in the lovely state of Quebec, Canada. Mostly spent time in Montreal, plus a couple of days in Quebec City. It was a lot of fun. And so, in honor of the multiculturalism and the mixture of languages that I enjoyed up there in Quebec, this week's show is all about the French language. I probably don't need to make this disclaimer after you heard the opening here, but just to make it perfectly clear, I do not speak French. And I was reminded of that fact many, many times throughout my trip in Canada, but you know what? That's fine. If you go to Quebec, you should expect to be inconvenienced and not demand that everyone caters to you. So I was totally okay with that, but just saying that up front, I do not speak French, I'm not an expert in any of this, but I thought it would be fun to play some songs that include the French language in various ways. Later on, we'll hear more stuff done by French speakers, but in this first set, we're going to focus on songs that use French, songs in English that incorporate some French, and these are all going to be songs from 1970s New York City for this first set. And we're going to start things off here with a classic song with a French phrase in the chorus, and then a whole bridge in French with less than stellar pronunciation, let's say, which is something I can certainly identify with. Here is the classic Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Commençons le spectacle!
Run, run, run. listen to us. I'm sure you'll be amazed. Big fun to be had by everyone. It's up to you. Surely can be done. Young and old are doing it, I'm told. Just one try and you two will be sold. It's called a freak. They're doing it night and day. Allow us, we'll show you the way.
Oh, freak out. You freak. Say,
Alors, bienvenue à nouveau à Tout le monde joue le fou. Tonight's theme is the use and misuse of the French language in popular songs, and that first set featured a bunch of songs from 1970s New York City. Side note, by the way, if you want to hear more disco, you can check out my episode from 2 weeks ago with special guest Mike Joseph, host of the Jericho Chronicles here on Radio Free Brooklyn. We talked all about disco and played some really fun music and had a great conversation about it. So you can find that and all my other episodes at everybodyplaysthefool.com. Okay, that set started off with Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. I believe the French part of that song was translated by Tina Weymouth, the bassist. And then we heard Blondie with Denis, and that's actually a cover song. That's a cover of the song Denise by Randy and the Rainbows from 1963. Blondie made it into the French name for Dennis as a way to do a little gender swap there of the lyrics. And apparently the French verse that they added to it to justify that is grammatically incorrect. And then after Blondie, we heard Chic, Le Freak. It's another 1978 recording right there, a classic disco record. And of course, a French band name, C'est Chic. And then closing that set out, we heard Dr. Buzzard's original Savannah Band with Cherchez la Femme. That song, I actually heard that song just last week as part of a drag show I saw in Montreal. I went to not one, but two different francophone drag shows while I was in Quebec, and they were both pretty great. A lot of fun. The first one was this huge free outdoor event celebrating the 30th anniversary of the career of Mado, Montreal's legendary drag diva. And that's also the name of the song that you're listening to right now. This accordion song is called Mado. This event that I went to, it was also part of Canada Pride Week, which was going on while I was there, and it was very fun, despite the fact I didn't understand almost anything that anyone was saying. But it was a really cool performance anyway, both of them were. But so I thought I'd throw in a little tribute there to Mado, the legendary drag performer in Montreal. All right, let's see. Well, while it is good for me to be back home here in New York City and hear some classic New York City music in that first set, we're going to mix it up. And in this next set, you're going to hear some actual French speakers. And maybe even some Canadians in there too, why not? But before we get to any of that, we need to hear one more egregious use of French by English-speaking American musicians here. So this is a maybe the most famous French phrase in all of American pop music from this classic R&B group from here in the States. I don't even need to tell you what song this is. It needs no introduction. You know what this is. You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah. Écoutez, à midi.
Quelle heure est-il ?
Il est midi.
C'est l'heure de déjeuner.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger ?
Des saucisses, sans doute.
Écoutez et répétez. À midi, à midi, à midi.
Quelle heure est-il ? Quelle heure ? Quelle heure est-il ? Est-il ? Quelle heure est-il ?
Il est midi, midi, midi. Il est midi. Il est midi.
C'est l'heure de déjeuner. C'est l'heure. C'est l'heure de déjeuner. De déjeuner. C'est l'heure de déjeuner.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger ? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a ?
Voilà, Clyde a une petite amie. prénom c'est...
Bonnie.
À eux deux, ils forment le gang Barrow. Leur nom...
Bonnie Parker.
Et Clyde Barrow.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Moi, lorsque j'ai connu Clyde autrefois... C'était un gars loyal, honnête et droit.
Il faut croire que c'est la société qui m'a définitivement abîmé.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Qu'est-ce qu'on n'a pas écrit sur elle et moi?
Prétend que nous tuons de sang-froid.
C'est pas drôle, mais on est bien obligé
de faire taire celui qui se met à gueuler. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Chaque fois qu'un policeman se fait buter,
qu'un garage ou qu'une banque se fait braquer,
pour la police ça ne fait pas de mystère.
C'est signé
Clyde Barrow,
Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Maintenant chaque fois qu'on essaie de se ranger,
de s'installer tranquille dans un meublé,
dans les trois jours, voilà le tac tac tac.
Des mitraillettes qui reviennent à l'attaque.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Un de ces quatre, nous tomberons ensemble. Je m'en fous, c'est pour Bonnie que je tremble.
Quelle importance qu'il me fasse la peau. Moi, Bonnie, je tremble pour Clyde Barrow. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
De toute façon, il ne pouvait plus s'en sortir.
La seule solution, c'était mourir.
Mais plus d'un les a suivis en enfer.
Quand sont morts Barrow et Bonnie Parker. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and
Clyde. quand vous mourrez de nos amours, j'irai planter dans le jardin fleurs à fleurir de beaux matins, moitié métal, moitié papier, pour me blesser un peu le pied. Mourrez de mort très douce qu'une fleur. Quand vous mourrez de nos amours, j'en ferai sur l'air de ce temps chanson chanteuse pour sept ans. Vous l'entendrez, vous l'apprendrez, et vos lèvres m'en sauront gré. Mourrez de mort très lasse. Qu'ils vous serviront de tombeau, et m'y coucherai à mon tour, car je mourrai le même jour, mourrai de mort très tendre à les attendre.
À les attendre.
Quand j'irai me pendre avec la clé au crochet des bonheurs bâclés, et les chemins par nous conquis, nul ne sauront jamais par qui. Mourrez de mort exquise. De moi, ne me demandez pas pourquoi, dans les mensonges qui suivraient, nous ne serions ni beaux ni vrais. Mourrez de mort et vive que je vous suive.
Que je vous suive.
Merci beaucoup, bonsoir.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 63, all about the French language. And you know, it was tough to pick a focus, which is, I'm a little all over the map tonight, but there are so many uses of French in English pop songs. Whether it's just a borrowed word from the French language, or phrases, or all kinds of different things, aside from actual songs sung in French. So I decided to do a little of both, get some variety in there. But let's go over what you just heard in that set. We started off with La Belle with Lady Marmalade, classic song that was produced by the New Orleans legend Alan Toussaint. Produced that big hit. And the success of that song resulted in that phrase, "Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?" becoming one of the best-known French phrases in the English language. And it, of course, means, "Do you want to sleep with me tonight?" So there you go. Important vocabulary. Thank you, La Belle, for that public service. And then we heard a quick interlude from the De La Soul album Three Feet High and Rising, called Transmitting Live from Mars with some Learn to Speak French stuff in there. And then we heard Feist with her cover of the Françoise Hardy song, which, if you don't know her, she was both a 60s fashion icon and an accomplished singer-songwriter who put out more than 30 albums over 50 years. And that was a cover of a song of hers done by Feist. And Feist is, of course, Canadian. So that was nice. It's in French and sung by a Canadian, although I don't think she's French-Canadian. But I thought she did a really nice job with that song. And that song is called L'amour ne dure pas toujours. Or it sounds like whatever the right way to pronounce that is. Your call. Let's see. After Feist, we heard another classic, another song in French that is Serge Gainsbourg and Brigitte Bardot with Bonnie and Clyde. Their second appearance on this show. I played a song from them on the cartoons episode as well. Go back and check that one out. And then we heard R.E.M. with Talk About the Passion. That was one of those songs, you know, you could argue that many of their songs are in French, and maybe people wouldn't know, because you don't always know what their lyrics are just from listening to it, but that one definitely has a French phrase in it, combien de temps. But that's a good song. That's another classic R.E.M. tune for you. And then that set closed out with one more song, totally in French, that was Rufus Wainwright, with a really interesting song. That was him, along with his mother and aunt on background vocals, the folk singers Kate and Anna McGarrigle. And that, Rufus is from Quebec, from Montreal. And that song, it was also a cover that was written by a legendary Québécois songwriter and poet whose name is Gilles Vigneux. It's a very, very sad song and beautifully done. But it's it translates to, "When you die of our loving, I will go into the garden and plant a flower that blooms in the early morning." And it goes on and on. It's a very... Look up the English translation, "When you die of our loving." It's pretty heavy, but good to get a legendary Québécois writer in there. And we've only got a couple songs left, everybody. So we're almost bringing this to a close here. And let's see, what else do we want to do here? I'll do a couple plugs and then get right into some more music. Let's get some more accordion. There we are. So my plugs tonight. First off, I'd like to give a plug to the city of Montreal, Quebec. It's a lovely place. If you're looking for a place to go vacation, I recommend it. It's a lot of fun. Also, I would like to plug Music Trivia with Shane and Ruth. I co-host and co-write a music trivia game here in Brooklyn, New York, once a month. It is the first Tuesday of every month, and the next one is coming up on September 5th. So if you're here in New York, come out. It's a lot of fun. All music trivia, audio, visual, questions, all kinds of stuff. Great prizes. That is at Bar Chord in Ditmas Park on September 5th. You can find out information on that at facebook.com/musictrivianyc. Also, my friend Mike Joseph, who was just on this show a couple weeks ago, he is out of town this week. He is going to another place where they speak French, which is New Orleans, Louisiana. And I will be covering his show this week. So listen to the Jerry Curl Chronicles on Wednesday night from 8 to 10. I will be guest hosting. I don't know exactly what I'm doing yet, but it should be fun. It's always it's daunting to cover a two-hour show. I've gotten really comfortable with just filling up the space I have here, but it should be fun. And he does a great show, so I hope I do that some justice. And then also the other thing here is Radio Free Brooklyn is trying to get a panel. We're trying to present at South by Southwest this year. And if you're interested in helping us win a spot at South by Southwest, there is a public voting portion of this, which you can help out by going to radiofreebrooklyn.com/SXSW. All of the details will be there, but it's a DIY radio and local music communities presentation that we want to do out there in Austin. So again, that's radiofreebrooklyn.com/SXSW. And I've got a couple more songs for you here tonight. Close things out. And the only other plug I really have here, I should mention this because it came in quite handy tonight. I would like to... My final plug is beaucoup de appreciation, Google Translate, for breaking down language barriers and helping even the inept pretend they can speak other language even though they aren't fooling anyone. So merci, Google. Thank you. Okay, two more songs. First off, this is a great version of probably the most famous French language song ever, which you just heard an instrumental version of, coincidentally enough. This is performed by the Preservation Hall Jazz Band featuring Angélique Kidjo and trumpeter Terrence Blanchard. And then we'll close out. I'm going to play a song on vinyl after that, on 45, which I bought in Montreal. It is a French language version of Sandy Shaw's hit from 1965 called Long Live Love. Sandy Shaw, if you aren't familiar with the name, was a she's a British pop singer, had a bunch of hits. She has appeared on this show before. If you go back to everybodyplaystheFool.com, go back into the archive, episode 6, way back in episode 6, which is all about memory, you'll hear a very familiar song that she does. That's still one of my favorite episodes, so go check that one out. But she was British, but she put out records in French and Spanish and Italian and German, and a multi-talented singer there. So this has been Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 63. And let's get into that Preservation Hall Jazz Band song here with Angélique Kidjo and Terrence Blanchard. That'll close us out, that, and then the one last song after that. I hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. This has been Everybody Plays the Fool, and you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Je connais la cause, c'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui
je sens en moi mon ce qui brille dans la nuit, dont le même amour nous a unis. Oui, je l'ai rencontré. C'était lui que j'attendais. On se retrouve tous les soirs. On est heureux de se voir. Et moi, je me dis toujours, pour vous, que ça dure. Maintenant je sais pourquoi c'est si bon d'aimer comme ça. On se retrouve tous les soirs. On est heureux de se voir. Et moi je me dis toujours, pour vous que ça dure. Embrasse tous les jours et me parle d'amour. On se retrouve tous les soirs. On est heureux de se voir. Et moi je me dis toujours, pour vous que ça dure.